Mr. Tan Wah Ming, Rue 16.
This is in the beauty park. You got the wayang, and then food store. Then they built a market next to there and some small zombie shop. You see, the market is for those farmers to bring out the vegetable their produce, in order to sell them extra, what they have extra to sell in the market there near the beauty park. Just next to the beauty park. Actually, it's included in the beauty park.
Did these villagers have to get license for that?
Well, the gambling store, I think they have to get license. Where else the other, they just pay the house rent or something like that.
Any cinemas in the park?
Later on, they got the cinema there. Sometimes they play open air cinema. And then this singing also. This thing, they got a stake there, this thing occasionally they change. Sometimes this and sometimes that.
What kind of shows do they normally have?
You see, mostly Japanese show. See, the show, you mean the wayang is the Chinese, the frame show is the Japanese show. There are few Chinese show unless you get the very old one.
What kind of Japanese shows do they have?
I don't know, you cannot understand much. No, it is free also, whenever nobody can see.
Who were the people who normally frequented the park and the gambling stores and all the others?
You see, the village people and people coming from all parts of the town.
All local people?
You know that it's nearly the end of the war. I think they opened the park in Bukit Timah village just to keep the people occupied, you see. The gambling, all these things, not to think of the war, this and that.
When did they open the park?
Nearly end of the war also. I remember. It's not actually the beauty road, it's the Taitang A. The Japanese Taitang A. Taitang A Park. And only after the war they changed the beauty road park. Mm. Taitang A is for gambling, mostly gambling can come there. You have the New World, the Happy World, all these things, and the Great War. And in the countryside, that is the only. But I remember it's the Taitang A at first, it's a bank open. Taitang A
something. Were there any other kind of celebrations or Japanese festive occasions?
In
Singapore. Did they ask you to celebrate any Japanese occasions? During the later period of the occupation, did you know of the declining war efforts of Japan in the war?
The news, there is always saying around, there is some body, they resist radio, all these things. But it's all a secret among our brother. never make talk to the, I mean, even the police, they know all these things also, they just keep quiet, not like Japanese.
The local police, you mean?
Yeah. I know some of the police in the station, they themselves are talking about it. About the news, the years, and that.
Did you yourself listen to any radio?
I don't listen. It's dangerous to listen, see. But it's alright, you hear people say.
What kind of news did you hear? Did you receive from other people?
That the Japanese is losing, the airline is coming even in Europe, the Japanese in Europe, all the things. And even when the Japanese did not announce that they have slander, there's some rumors out that the Japanese had slander. But of course, we just keep right. We pretend not to know, you see. Whether it's true or not, we don't know. Or maybe it's a rumors or anything, you see.
Did you notice any changes in the attitudes on the part of the Japanese during this later period of their occupation, especially those Japanese that you come into contact with, like the Orchard Road Police Station and the Food Control Department?
I don't notice at all until today. I hear of the Japanese render, I think. Then the author who calls him a voice soldier seems to be very uneasy or something like that, you see. That's what the instructor, I mean his assistant, told me.
His assistant is a Chinese.
Chinese, me, Indian, me. It's all the same. The same as the British one, you see.
That was after you had heard the news of the surrender. Before that, did you notice any changes in his attitude? So? What about the other people in the food control department?
You see, we very few Japanese in Singapore. Only the head of the department. You see. Actually, I get very... I know very few Japanese. All are due to Chinese. I mean, local people, not Chinese. Like the newspaper only to get the head there and the rest of by the local people. The food control, they got one or two head there and the rest there. The auto police, only one Japanese there. And the rest all are local people.
Did you have any difficulties during the last few months just before the Japanese surrender in terms of as a retailer, for example, do you have more shortages, or as a three-star man, did you get more trouble from the Japanese?
No, they are recently, they continue all the time, but I don't know whether, I don't remember whether before they reduce the number of caddies or not, that I don't know. But still everybody get their ration. And when the British came in, the same food control people that carry on the food rationing again. So this thing is not interrupted.
So how did you finally get to know of the surrender of the Japanese?
No, until one day the Japanese announced themselves, and the British, before that we do hear some rumors, you see, but nobody dare to say it.
When did the Japanese announce the news of the surrender?
I don't remember.
When they announced that, were the British in Singapore already? Or the British had?
I think the British is about to land.
But not landed yet. Just before the British landed. Did the Orchard Road police station, that Japanese officer, tell you personally that the Japanese had surrendered?
He wanted to give his thing away to me, or something like that. I got a Japanese friend, after they announced the thing, he wanted to give his car to me. To have somebody to use. Of course, those things they cannot carry away. You have to leave it behind the window.
These people, when you see them, what was their feelings like about, you know, their surrender?
They feel very sad.
What about the local people and yourself? How did you all feel when you all received the news of the surrender?
We feel happy, very happy. It's all the time we expect the British to come back. So, as a peace army, I work under the Japanese. Still, we hope the British to come back. You know, the news, of course, everybody is happy. Even the villagers, they are happy.
Were there any kind of celebrations going on in Singapore at that time?
No. I don't remember. I don't think we have any celebration. Any organized celebration, no. But we are so happy that we are so free to move about. And then we can get all sorts of things, but of course some in the black market. During the BNO time, there's a lot of black market, you see. That's why they got the food control department to look after.
Before the British came in, were there any kind of conflicts between the local people and the Japanese who were still in Singapore?
No. I think the Japanese behave very well. Once they are surrendered, they know they don't look behave like when they are coming in. They behave well with the Japanese. When they are fighting for the war, they are very aggressive.
Were there any kind of revenge killings of those people who collaborated with the Japanese during the occupation?
I should say yes. Some. You see, of course, some people, they try to make money during occupation time. They try to vote for the MP. And they just give information here and there, whether true or not. And simply to make money, you see. They do all sorts of dirty things.
What kind of people normally will single out for this?
You see, I remember this, they call it like this MP, the khaki, they work for the MP, you see. The informer, the English kind of informer, with the MP people. These type of people, they are those. Actually, these are people. Of course, I think these are people.
What about the 1-star, 2-star, and 3-star men? Did they have any difficulties or problems with the local people?
Like myself, I don't have anything. Everybody is very good for me. You see, if you don't do bad things, and if you are not greedy for money, why do people hate you? It's only those people, you see, who are for the MPL, giving false information, this and that, you see, then those people will get into trouble.
What about the conditions in Singapore at that time? Were there any kind of looting going on before the British came in?
Yes. I understand in some area the big store. You see, people just go in and take things out. If nobody is looking after the store.
What about in the villages?
No, villages we don't have here. Because there is no store here. And the Ford company, and then we got one in the Hua Chong. But these two are under the military, you see. So if it is under the military, even after sender, the soldier is there to look after the thing. It's only those store belong to the, business, Japanese business men, you see. Those store are where nobody look after, after the sender people giving and sold the thing.
What about the prices of food like during the time?
At the time, you see, it's very hard to compare because you still, when you come, you still use the Japanese money. And the Japanese money is slowly going to be of no value, you see. Everything going up to very high of the Japanese money, you see. And if people know that the Japanese money will not of value, but whatever the Japanese money has got, they say whatever price it is, people will start to buy.
How did these people know that the Japanese money would be of no value?
It must be of valuable use, like the British money. They allowed to use slowly, they take it back, and they give it up to the many that depends money, all of the British money they took it.
I mean the people?
Yeah. I mean somebody, if you, when the Japanese issued their currency, the banana currency, you don't change the British currency with them. If you keep a bit, it's alright. If you keep a lot, $2,000, with you in the house, and if you to be arrested, then you are anti Japanese.
If you keep British money in your house?
If you keep, say, $2,000, you see, then a lot of people were arrested because of this.
So just before the British came into Singapore, the Japanese currency was still in use?
Yes.
And who were controlling the base? Who was maintaining law and order?
I think it's still the police department, you see. After the British came in, all departments, they use the same people. Like when the Japanese came in, they use the same people also. They cannot change all these people unless, you know, one thing bad has, they have to remove from the department.
For yourself, during this period after Japanese surrender, but before the British came in, did you continue with your work as a three-star man? and a retailer.
Yes. I just go to that canal until the British came in.
So you still report to the Japanese?
And they don't call us.
So, when did the Japanese give you instructions when to stop your work?
No. Mm-hmm. When they are surrender, they don't do anything anymore.
But you continue with your work?
No, actually no work.
So, how did you get the supply of rations to the people?
The control department still carry on like that. Mm. The police carry on like that. The newspaper carry on like that. Even the interchange also the same carry on as usual.
So even after the surrender, this department still carry on functioning?
Yeah, still the same. The same people carry on the same work.
And then when the British came in, they just carry on the same practice. So, when the British came back, what happened to your business and to your work?
You see, like my business with British firm, you see. So, of course, when the British come back, my business improved. During the occupation time, I also retail business. Once the British came back, I start wholesale back. I went to see Singapore Tobacco. Once we start the office, the ministers come to me, they said, so whatever they imported, you see, they will give us a certain quantity for us, for the distributors to distribute to the retailers at control price. You see, only those distributors will get it. And they reserve some for the government department.
When the British came back, you immediately wrote to this
No, once the office we open, it's better to go and see the manager there personally. Mm-hmm. And of course, if all their record is destroyed, we could prove to him that we are the shooter because he's not the former manager of him. And this and that, you see. Mm. But I am one of your distributors.
Could you remember when did you go back to them to start your business? Was it soon after the British came in or?
You see. I think within 1 week or so, their office reopened. I went to see them, but at that time I don't get my supplies. Just register my name there to inform them that I'm the distributor for Bukit Timah and Jurong area. If there's any shipment coming, I want my share of the business.
This was Nestle.
Even CUA, the same thing.
Did you have any difficulty registering yourself with these two companies?
No, it's very easy because we are pre-war dealers, you see. If you are not pre-war dealers, it's difficult, you see. They won't appoint new dealers after the war because everything is shortage, you see. So the thing is sell by itself, you don't have to. If they don't have distributor, they can even sell themselves. People will go to them and buy. Because everything is a black market.
So, initially, how was the business like after you started it all over again?
very good. Because whatever I get, I have to see how many returns I have got. And then how much to give them. How much to give me and how much to give them. If I don't have some transport, they will come to me and take it themselves. It's very easy money at the time. Everything you can make very good money. I got to believe.
But you mentioned that there was a fixed quota that you can have.
Yes.
That means, was your scale of business bigger or smaller than pre-war period?
No. It depends upon the shipment. Becoming like pre-war, I can get it every now and then what I want every week. But this thing is depend upon the shipment. Once the shipment comes, they give you say 500 cases, alright, it's like 500 cases, it's dead. The shipment may have to wait for another month or 1.5 months to come. You see, that is the difference here. I think we do less in the PLA time than the pre-war.
So it was quite irregular in that
very
sense?
Very irregular, because of the irregularity that black market comes to the... You see, if the shipment is late for 2 weeks, the price of 1 case of milk may go up another $10.
That was...
in the black market.
Were there any changes in the way that business was conducted during this initial period? In the method, no, that you...
It's entirely different.
How do you conduct your business now?
Now?
I mean, immediately after the war.
Immediately after the war. You see, actually we do make money, but it's very good. Sometimes the retailer, they may get angry with you. You see, things are so different from pre-war. Pre-war, we go to them, we offer them, we beg them to buy from us. Now, they want to buy from us, we restricted them.
Immediately after the war?
After war. We cannot give them what they want. And we cannot get what we want. And because, and I think that is always in the bread market that we sell off to all our retailers, we have to sell them at contract price. So, the retailers, we come, what, we keep some to our bread market, big or this thing. All this thing come with. Business is entirely different. You see, if you are there, you want to make less, you have to give a bit more to your retailers. You want to make more, you give less to your retailers. But don't talk by the food controller. You get into trouble.
What do you mean by give less?
You see, but suppose I get 500 cases of meat. You see, if I want to make 50 cases of red market, because by selling at control price, I make very little. At the time, you know, I've been going to the red market. So, I could sell 450 among my retailers. If you want to make more, I may keep 150 or 200 cases for myself to sell red market and 300 cases of retailers. This up, you see, there's two ways of seeing things. If you are really a businessman who care for a retailer, who care for your future businessman, you won't need so much. We don't have black market all the time. We depend upon them